Hello, this is Pastor Stoltz, and welcome to our Christmas Eve worship. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We gather in your name, Lord Jesus, to celebrate your birth. Light the darkness of our sin-filled world, and fill our hearts with your joy and peace. Remove the clutter of worldly things which fill our lives. Help us to worship you with all of our mind and heart. And may we grow in faith and hope as we bow before you and adore you in this celebration of worship. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
Thank you.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Thank you.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto you, unto us. And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all of these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. The sermon text for this evening is from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And the sermon theme is Why the Angels Sang. You know, oddly enough, the promise given in this text was made when people didn't really care about God or about spiritual things. In the first chapter of Isaiah, Isaiah gives us a picture of the conditions that existed in the church at that time. I read from Isaiah chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up the children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, the ass his master's crib, but Israel does not know. My people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation of people, laden with iniquity and sin of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger, and they are gone away backward. Less grateful than an ox. Evildoers, laden with iniquity, corruptors. If this describes the church people of that time, we can well imagine the conditions as they existed in the world. But in the midst of all this sinfulness and rebellion, God, in his love, promised them a Savior. God promised and gave his Son, not because the world was good, but because the world was evil, lost in tragedy of its own sin, destined to eternal damnation. Obviously, Isaiah had confidence in God, for his prophecy is not in the future tense, but spoken as already fulfilled. Unto us is born, unto us a son is given. Isaiah's confidence was well-founded, for God always keeps every promise. The promise of our sermon text found its fulfillment about 750 years later in a little town called Bethlehem. The evangelist, St. Luke, describes this happening most beautifully. And she brought forth her firstborn son. Mary kept all these things in her heart. A few shepherds worshipped him. They told others. But we hear of no great revival. People went about their own work and business as usual. They were unmoved, unimpressed. The angels, however, who understood the great unending significance of this birth, flew through the skies with rejoicing, singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So we ask on this Christmas Eve, why did the angels sing? We shall answer that question on the basis of Isaiah's prophecy. Isaiah says, "His name shall be called Wonderful." The Christ child looked like any other baby. He had no halo around his head. But he wasn't just the son of Mary. He was also the Son of God, conceived miraculously by the Holy Ghost. He is the one of whom God the Father declared, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The one whom Peter confessed, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." The one who revealed himself to John, the first and the last that was dead, but is alive and will live forever. Yes, he is both God and man. The God-man Christ Jesus, and there is no one like him before or will be hereafter. Indeed, he is wonderful. He is not only wonderful in his presence, he is wonderful in all of his works. And there is no need that he cannot meet. He cleansed the 10 lepers. He healed the blind, cured the sick of the palsy, gave hearing to the deaf, speech to the dumb, and fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Yes, indeed, he is wonderful. There was no sin which he could not forgive. To Zacchaeus in the sycamore tree, a crooked tax collector, he promised salvation and assured them that he came to seek and to save the lost. The woman caught in adultery, condemned to death by her own people, he declared when he saw her, repentant heart, he said, "I do not condemn thee either. Go and sin no more." Yes, to sinners in every age, to you and me, he says, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." Yes, indeed, he is wonderful. There is no enemy of God or man whom he cannot defeat. To the young man at Nain, carried out of the city gate because he was dead, he said, "Arise," and he rose. To Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, he said, "Come out of that grave," and he came out. And to be sure, they crucified Christ. They pierced his side, nailed his hands and feet, laid him in a grave, and put a seal of the government on the entrance to the tomb, and surrounded that tomb with Roman guards. Yet when the angel on Easter morning rolled the stone away from the mouth of the tomb, Jesus Christ, who had been crucified and was dead, was already come back to life, risen and alive forevermore. And this same risen Christ is still alive, working, blessing, healing, ruling, giving us daily bread and forgiving us when we sin. Yes, indeed, he is wonderful. Why did the angel sing? Isaiah answers, "Because his name shall be called a counselor." A counselor is one who gives advice. All who give advice are counselors. And frequently their advice is good. Christ said, advice is always good. God the Father himself declared, "This is my beloved Son. Hear ye him." Listen to what he says. Why? Because his advice is from God and always good. When Christ's enemies had to confess, "No man ever spoke like this man." Yes, indeed, he is a counselor. Why did the angel sing? Isaiah answers, "Because his name shall be the Mighty God." When Isaiah calls him the Mighty God, he isn't using poetic exaggeration. That baby in the manger of Bethlehem is God in human flesh. The Bible ascribes to him the creation and preservation of the world. Christ himself not only claimed to be Almighty God, he went out to prove it by walking on the water, stilling the storm, healing the sick, raising the dead, and forgiving the sins. The important truth of Christmas is that he is Almighty God. That babe born in the manger will forever look after us with his almighty power. And that is why the angel sang. That is why we sing with rejoicing. He is the Almighty God. Christ established peace between God and man. Like sheep, we went astray. We could never get back to God on our own. Christ came and restored that severed relationship. As Isaiah tells us, he was wounded for our transgressions. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Jesus suffered what we should have suffered. He was crucified and rejected that we might live and be accepted. Fear, doubt, sin, everything that would have separated us has been removed by Christ's love. St. Paul sums it up beautifully with these words: "God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself." Yes, indeed. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. That's why the angel sang, and that's why we sing too. Merry Christmas. Let us confess our sins. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am sorry for them and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, the poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We continue with the Christmas Eve Thanksgiving. The Lord be with you and with thy spirit. Lift up your heads, we lift up unto the Lord. Holy Lord, Father Almighty, everlasting God, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our light in darkness, the Savior of all people, who was born in a poor place, who rules the world in splendor, Lord of lords and King of kings. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Your ways are true and just, with people of faith from all times and all places. We lift up our hearts in joyful praise, for you alone are holy. Jesus Christ, our Savior, was born on Christmas. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen, and Merry Christmas.